At WakeMed MyCare 365, we deliver convenience others only talk about every day of the year. Primary care and urgent care under one roof. Multiple locations, virtual visits, walk-in or schedule an appointment online. From annual physicals and routine care to sinus infection, strep, or the flu, we couldn't be more convenient. Learn more about our kind of care and our kind of convenience at wakemed.org.
From WRAL Studios, this is Out and About, a podcast that takes you places. Let's explore North Carolina. Let's get to know the people and places and events that make it so special. This is a fun episode. I'm your host, Kathy Hanrahan. I didn't actually do this interview today, and I'm kind of upset because I would have liked to, but I was out of pocket when this person was available. So I'll just, you know, cut to the chase. Our guest is William Shatner. You're probably thinking like Star Trek, but like I know him from like Boston Legal and like a whole bunch of other shows and movies that he's been in, Miss Congeniality, so many different things. Wonderful multi-platform journalist Mark Bergen was able to chat with him this week. Now, you're probably wondering, why William Shatner? Well, he's going to be at GalaxyCon in Raleigh at the Raleigh Convention Center this weekend, so you can go and meet him and you know, get an autograph or, you know, take a photo. There's information on our website right now about GalaxyCon, so you can find out all the prices and everything associated with that. I'm just going to let Mark take it away for this interview because it's a great interview.
Hey, it's Mark Bergen from WRAL. This weekend at the Raleigh Convention Center, GalaxyCon is back. There are a ton of guests, including Star Trek's very own William Shatner. He played Captain Kirk back in the Star Trek original series in the 1960s. I had the chance to catch up with Shatner about his activities this weekend. He will be at the Raleigh Convention Center on Sunday. Here's what our conversation sounded like. We'll start here with William Shatner, the legend. I wanted to ask you, I know you've been asked a lot about this in interviews. What's the best way for me to ask you about your trip to space in 2021 with Blue Origin?
What's the in Latin? I understand Latin very well. Ask me in Latin. this trip to space that I took opened. I've been an ecologist for a long time and concerned about the deteriorating Earth and, you know, where my kids fit into this, my grandkids. But being up there and seeing the insignificance of the Earth and therefore our insignificance. On this little tiny rock, dramatized very clearly what we all need to be not only concerned, but obsessed with the deteriorating condition of the Earth. And, you know, I don't know what we can do at this point, but a Manhattan Project to save the planet is required.
With your role, Captain Kirk, Star Trek, the original series, all the way back in the 1960s, you'll be in Raleigh this upcoming weekend at GalaxyCon.
I will, and I'll be looking forward to it, and I hope your audience will look forward to it, too. I'll be there all day Sunday.
Very good. Did you ever think you'd still be going to conventions 50-plus years later from when you were originally recording the series back in the 1960s?
No, of course not, any more than you know that you're going to be head of the news department next year.
And how have these conventions changed over the years from when you first started?
Well, when I first started, the first convention I went to had 15,000 people in it. So in a way, there won't be that many people at Raleigh. On the other hand, the San Diego Comic-Con had 150,000 people. So you can see how the numbers vary, and it has become an important position, if you will, for movies starting out and people wanting to make sure the audience knew what they were doing.
Do you see some of the same people, I would imagine, from year to year when you go to these different conventions throughout the country?
I imagine if you ask somebody else, they would say, yeah, we're always seeing Shatner there. But I go to several because I'm doing a lot of stuff, books and albums and NFTs and even a watch So I'm busy as part of my job doing it, as well as making sure people know about it.
I want to keep things in the 1960s. Personally, I'm a huge fan of The Twilight Zone. You were in two episodes of The Twilight Zone. What's the best story you can share from your experience on that legendary series?
I suppose my meeting the guy on the wing, who turns out to be a Czechoslovakian acrobat. I was going to say apricot because his costume was fuzzy.
Your heart, it's the only one you have. Fortunately, you also have a choice. Expert cardiologists, talented surgeons, highly skilled specialists, all of whom chose WakeMed. Why? The main reason is the same reason patients choose WakeMed. Everything you need for the best possible care is right here. Learn more at WakeMed.org. WakeMed Heart and Vascular Physicians. Your heart, your choice.
I'm Dana Merrill, the owner of The Designery in North Raleigh.
And I am True Merrill. I am the project manager.
The Designery is a lovely kitchen, bath, and closet remodeling company. We've been asked several times how to host more people or build out entertainment spaces for folks.
There's a lot of things that we can do. Depending on the size of your base, we can add in an island to get you more countertop space. We can put in some larger ovens so you can cook larger meals. We do beer bars. We can do wine bars. We can do soda machines, coolers, all that kind of stuff.
Please stop by our showroom, 3030 Wake Forest Road. That's The Designery at thedesignery.com.
It was antithetical to anything streamlined. So him on the wing of a 707 seemed comical at the time and continues to seem comical, except that in storytelling, if you've got a good story, anything is possible.
Absolutely. And that's one of the most legendary episodes, too. I know Rod Serling was behind that, the creator, but Nightmare from 20,000 Feet is, for any of the listeners and our viewers who haven't seen that, go check that out. It's one of the most famous episodes of The Twilight Zone. And that was, you know, when you were first starting out in the industry, too.
The Out and About Podcast will be right back. The Out and About Podcast is back with more from William Shatner.
You've acted for seven decades now. What motivates you to keep going?
Well, I've heard chief among them was Marlon Brando saying that it's child's play, acting is child's play. I see it as an exploration of psychology. I think that, you know, you as an interviewer, listening to what the people say and the way they say it, the nuances of hello tells you a great deal about how they are and what they're doing. And so that nuance is what I try to invest the people I play, and it's a continuous exploration. I find it fascinating. I find acting and everything fascinating.
What's next for you? Because literally, I know last year you were in outer space. I was going through your IMDb. You've been on movies, TV shows. What's next for William Shatner?
Well, I got a book coming out called Boldly Go in October. I've got a watch that I've designed with the Webb Telescope and NASA coming out. I've got The Unexplained, which is a big hit on A&E, and actually it trended third on Netflix, so it's become very popular, The Unexplained. I'm going to do a really weird NFT, which will involve a doll of me and a design, an electronic design, that when you bought the figure, you buy the NFT, and the whole thing is, you have something practical and something electronic. I've never heard of that before, and I'm very excited about it. OrangeComet.com, be interesting to see.
When you got presented with that idea, did you know what an NFT was? Walk me through that process.
Well, I will. It starts with blockchain, and it starts with the whole electronic thing. In fact, I'm a member of a company that was using solar power to power a building that housed the blockchain group, because the complaint was, and this building is in coal country, the complaint was it uses a lot of electricity, which is burning coal, which is bad. So this was using solar power to power. So I was involved fairly early in the whole blockchain idea, and I even went to Mexico with a friend who really knows what he's talking about to look at all that. So I dimly understand it, but the NFT is almost inexplicable. It's an electronic image which is unique to you. It has that uniqueness. It'll only be 2,500 of the ones I'm doing, and after that, there's no more. You will have in your phone wallet an image that is entirely yours and an object of mine that is unique to you, and it's just a unique gift that you paid for from me to you.
Very cool. And so I guess, is it raising money? Like I personally, forgive my ignorance, I don't exactly know how NFTs work. You raise money and you auction these off. How does that work?
Well, this isn't going to be an auction. Yes, there are auctions and people bid on them, I guess electronically. This is a set price in which you will buy the doll and alongside this unique 2,500 of them will be, if I could use the word unique to itself, there'll only be that number. And along with that will be this electronic image that will be accompanying this figure. The concept a little bit difficult to take right away, but it is a unique element that has my imprimatur on it.
I don't want to take up too much more of your time, Mr. Shatner. I do have one final question
for you. I'm delighted talking to you and making sure your audience will come on Sunday to visit with me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I do want to ask you this too. So at the end of the Boston Legal, at the end of each episode, famously, you would sit on the balcony with James Spader, be drinking whiskey. I want to know, I'm just curious, were you actually drinking whiskey, actual whiskey, while you're acting out those scenes at the end of Boston Legal?
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits, putting on the Ritz. Now, I had to learn to do that, okay? If I had a drink, I wouldn't be able to say that. If you're blue and you don't know what to, okay? That requires such precision that being befuddled in any way by drink. Now, if we're on the balcony for a full day of shooting and you're drinking a single malt all that time, you'd be on the floor. So it was cold tea, and I hope that doesn't come as a cold shock to you.
William Shatner will be at GalaxyCon this weekend in Raleigh, and thank you so much for your time this afternoon and taking time for us. And I know our listeners and viewers are going to be really excited to see you at the convention center.
I'm excited to see them and hopefully you as well. Bye-bye.
I want to thank Mark Bergen for doing this wonderful interview and for William Shatner for sitting down with us. You can catch William Shatner over at GalaxyCon Raleigh this weekend at the Raleigh Convention Center. You can get more information on WREL.com. Just search Out and About. This has been the Out and About podcast. You can listen to more episodes wherever you listen to podcasts. If you want to connect with us on social media, we are WREL Out and About on all social media platforms. Have a fantastic rest of your day, guys.
At WakeMed MyCare 365, we deliver convenience others only talk about every day of the year. Primary care and urgent care under one roof. Multiple locations, virtual visits, walk-in or schedule an appointment online. From annual physicals and routine care to sinus infection, strep, or the flu, we couldn't be more convenient. Learn more about our kind of care and our kind of convenience at wakemed.org.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.